Yeah, good morning. I did visit them there this morning there, and there is one toilet blocked in the car in the beside the sea there. Now, it is blocked with cans and bottles and all sorts of stuff. There is four toilets there, flush toilets. They're a port-a-loo type of toilet, but they are flushed. There's a flushing system in them, and there's also wash-on basins in them. This is an ongoing situation, as you rightly said, and every time this happens, of course, it causes really a concern. We are looking for to get new toilets built in Rusnola, but no matter what toilets you would build there, if they're not taken care of on a daily basis, well, then we will have the same trouble. Because the toilets that are there are a decent enough type of toilet, but they need to be looked after every day. So we will have to go back to the council again to see what can be done. And by the way, the toilets that toilet will be cleaned this morning.
And in terms of general maintenance of the facilities that are currently in place there, do you feel that Donegal County Council or the company who are supplying the facilities are doing enough in terms of maintenance?
Well, they've been maintained at least twice a week, you know. Maybe that's not enough. But if people are vandalising them and blocking them, well, then that's a different situation. Probably what needs to be done is there needs to be a caretaker on a part-time basis to keep and go into them in the morning and go into them in the evening. Maybe the friends of Rusnola or whoever would take charge of that, but that's not happening. It's an unfortunate situation that people who use the toilets, and they are a good type of toilet, like, because, as I say, they have the facilities for them. And so what facilities you put there, if they're being blocked up by cans and bottles and other nasties, well, then you're going to have this problem.